Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine, Marie, and Julie.
And hello, Julie, on this glorious Sunday.
Yay! Brought to you by ProfitInJoy.com. And I am buzzing today.
Vibrating. You are a buzz.
I'm a buzz. I'm running on no sleep.
Yeah.
Just this moment, I had sleep, people, when I was driving my truck. I felt good, but I'm just, I was, you know, it's so funny. Before the holiday weekend came, which kind of felt like July 4th started, it started on Thursday.
Early. No, 4th of July started early.
Yeah.
Started July, 4th of July started on July. Actually, what was it? July 1st.
Yes. That's what it felt.
It actually started June 29th.
June 29th. Yes. There you go.
That's it.
And
seriously.
I'm taking back my June. I'm taking back my July.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, no more life.
What happened to June?
I don't know. It went away fast. And what's really crazy, though, is that my intention was this is going to be a slow transition, not enough work because Dad's job is moving to a different railroad. And we're like, oh, we got a little fearful. We have been working nonstop.
Yeah.
We've been doing some Amazon loads and we've been picking up loads here and there. Been crazy. And
we thought we'd have this time to paint
to clear up some messes.
Right.
To get that honey-do list done.
Yes.
And none of that's come true. And in some ways, we've created more messes for ourselves.
We actually have a huge mess on our hands.
Yes.
There's like, it's not a mess. You know what it is? Do you remember in the old days, like on Ed Sullivan show in the 50s?
Sure.
There'd always be that guy that would set the pie plates spinning on little pieces of wood.
We all know that iconic scene, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we got about 20 of those pie plates.
And you know, it's really weird is that none are done.
No, not even close.
And we have more coming up. So we're at that stage where we keep adding more for the show, everyone. Look at us. Look at how many plates we can have in the air spinning at the same time.
Yeah.
And no play is stopping yet.
No.
And some of them are shaking really hard, like, oh, it's going to break.
You better get this.
You better start pushing it around, moving it, giving it some attention.
Yeah.
But no. That's
and
not.
It's always like the things like you think would be simple. Like we bought a little trailer, just a little pull behind trailer that you could pull behind our Kia van.
Right.
And we thought, because you know,
got it for a bargain.
We have all these, you know, golf carts and things and anything that we want. It'd be so nice. So you think it'd be easy? Go to Farm and Fleet, order the hitch and the harness. Well, that was like 4 weeks ago.
Yeah,
hitch came in, but the harness was on back order. And then it was on back order again. And then finally, we just said, you know, what's going on? And they go, well, you know, it looks like it's on permanent back order. Oh, well, thank you for notifying us of that.
My feeling is permanent back order just means you're
you know, shit out of luck.
Yeah, I was going to say SOL.
Yeah.
Shit out of luck.
So what we did, we went to eTrailer.com. Thank you, eTrailer.
Yeah.
And we got it.
A little plug there, eTrailer.
Yeah, we got it. We ordered it on a Wednesday and got it on Friday. And Thursday was 4th of July.
Yeah.
So who knows? It could have come in one the next day.
Well, and it's so interesting because they've asked us to, you know,
give us feedback.
And I don't feel like doing that quite yet because we haven't concluded the transaction. It won't be concluded until I get on the van to see if it really works and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm just waiting till next week. We'll get the trailer in. Mm-hmm. But it's so...
Well, that was another thing.
Yeah.
That was another thing because we tried to get it on.
Yeah.
Get it on. Let's get it on this weekend. Are you ridiculous?
Yeah. How dare you think
it's so stupid of you to even ask.
Yes.
We're booked.
I go,
Weekend. So next weekend, now it's all the way over to next weekend.
So and then you know, Father... While you guys were out at Jellystone, we don't know if this truly happened or not.
Right.
But somehow a water main broke.
Right.
So at the cabin.
Yes.
And somehow no one's concerned about it out there.
No.
And water is just
forming a huge little ditch.
Yeah. No one cares. And it's been 48 hours. No one cares.
We've been there. You're on our list.
Yeah.
You're on our list. We know about it.
We know about it,
but you're on the list.
We will have to shut the water down for everybody.
Yeah, and the list is big.
Yeah.
You'll get there, but we're not concerned.
No,
you're not concerned.
Okay, you're not concerned. Then I guess we're not concerned having.
But the water is out of the street. Yeah, another damn water thing.
So are we still energetically aligned with water?
I don't because last week we talked about being you know all the thing was air.
Right.
Now this week is still the water.
Yes.
So really, all we need is earth and fire to make
please
all.
No,
the,
but well, we had an earthquake.
Please God,
we will say that the earthquake in California took care of the earth moving, and that luckily everybody's good. Okay, and then you know, Dad did have fire
yesterday. Dad decided to have a fire ring in the backyard.
And you said, I don't know, Norm, if this is a good idea. We've kind of been testing our luck and it hasn't been working. You know, do we really think about starting a fire?
I did tell him that.
I know. I'm sure you
but
did.
But he was like, had a hard on for building this big fire for brush.
I love how instead of you just telling him no, you're like, well, Norm, you're going to have to take a shower because you're going to smell. He's like, and then he goes, oh, hell no, I'm not going to take a shower because I'm not going to smell. You're like, okay, I'm just letting you know, but if you smell, you're going to take a shower. And and so that was his deciding factor. Like, well, I don't really want to take a shower. I got to take a shower. And of course he did because he started the fire. He did smell a little bit. And he was then forced to take a shower. And he's like, all right.
If only he just listened to me.
If only he could have avoided the shower.
But see, here's the thing. I want the man to feel sovereign.
Yeah,
so
sure.
When he comes and says, I'd like to start this huge brush fire in the backyard, but I'm going to make a fire pit. I'll put bricks around it to contain it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, you know, the man and fire matches gasoline.
It's like, the only saving grace that I knew of was we had storms in the area. Yeah. So like, worst case scenario, it gets put out by the rain.
It's put out by the rain.
And he said... It did get put out.
Yes, it did.
And not by the rain initially. No. Just for the fact that we have had so much rain. That
the brush is still wet.
Everything's just wet.
It's just wet. And he only smelled a little bit of smoke.
And he chose to not. I think he took a shower. I think he did decide. I'm not 100% sure. Yeah, so it's just been a crazy whirlwind of a holiday weekend, which I don't feel there was a holiday involved. I feel
when was the holiday? Really?
Yeah, well, I want to just claim that July does not.
It's already going to be the 9th tomorrow.
I can't handle it. No, is it? No. Today's 7th. Tomorrow's the 8th.
Oh, okay, great. Okay, great.
Scary thought. Scary thought.
Between the 8th and the 9th, that was...
Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's only 8th. That's fine, then.
I got to take it. I don't know what's going on with my life. I remember you asking me something. And are you worried about this for your future or something like that? I said, no, because for whatever reason, my future is accelerating. My life is accelerating so fast. Yeah. I know that I will be dead in a blink of an eye. I can extend my life if I continue to watch the Netflix film series.
Instant Hotel.
Right. Instant Hotel. If you want to extend your life, there is nothing.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good show.
Yeah. It was recommended to us, and which is kind of
and it was
scared.
Yeah, it was cute in the beginning. Scared because we don't know if they're the same demographic that we are. Yeah. If they like same stuff.
I just made that word up, by the way.
I know you did. It was more not made up, just more like your
I'm
brain.
Scared.
You couldn't decide.
Yeah,
you know, are you hurried? Are you scared? What's going on? Yeah. But, it would have been a cute show if it was really only an hour or 2 hours long. Mm-hmm. They could have edited this appropriately to make it 1 hour.
Oh, they did not.
Maybe two.
Yeah.
But they stretched it out so long that it became 1, 2, 3, 4.
Six episodes. 6 hour episodes.
6 1-hour episodes on this competition between four couples who have taken their home and turned them into instant hotels, Airbnb, but they can't use the word
Australia.
Airbnb.
Australia.
Which is kind of fun.
Yeah.
Because they all talk so darn adorable, and the men are so adorable. Kind of. Two of the men were adorable. Two of the men were like, I don't want to judge.
Scary.
I don't want to judge. We're all human.
What was you know, are we going to talk about this at all, Incident Hotel? Because one of the, I think the most interesting thing was that these four couples, they were from different parts of Australia. Right. And so each one had to bring to the Incident Hotel their location.
Yes.
And one was Coober PD.
Which you love.
I have seen a little bit of a documentary on that. And it's basically, it kind of just looks like Mars.
Yes.
That you think, or maybe the moon.
Yes.
Yeah, because it's so hot, everything is underground. Mm-hmm. Literally everything is underground.
Right.
Seriously.
Yeah.
And it just looks like, and so whenever.
They call it a bunker they lived in.
They lived in a dugout.
A dugout. Excuse me, not a bunker.
Yeah.
A dugout.
So basically, you know, the thing that made them special was that people would want to come to this like on a bucket list.
Yes.
You would stay here, mm-hmm. not because you'd love it,
right.
but because you, like they said, like an ice hotel. You'd want to do an ice hotel just because you want it on your bucket list.
Right.
And so you wanted to go to Coober PD on your bucket list.
Right.
And then there was the
coast.
It
would be like going to, in America, mm-hmm. the United States, mm-hmm. is it the Mojave Desert?
Mm-hmm.
Is that where it's the hottest? In, mm-hmm. in, you know, it's actually one of the hottest places in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
And people do marathons here. Mm-hmm. Or the salt sand, the mm-hmm. salt plains mm-hmm. in Utah.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else around.
Mm-mm.
But it's a bucket list experience.
You, if you had tennis shoes, you gotta like you just
be go, careful.
Be careful because they're gonna stick.
They're gonna melt.
They're gonna melt and stick.
Yeah, that's
and
how hot
that's
it is.
How you will stay there for the rest of your life.
Yes. Now it was interesting because when we saw this episode, you know, everybody had critiques. You know, they were criticizing the place a little bit. I thought it was gorgeous, but normal gorgeous.
Are you talking about Coober PD?
Yeah.
Got it.
The dugout was very, I thought it was nice and cute and gorgeous for what it was.
Yeah.
It was a normal person's life.
Right.
You know?
Right.
It wasn't a Hilton or a Marriott or
a
Westin.
It was just a home.
It was a home.
And it was like, think $400 a night?
$495.
Okay, $495 a night, which nobody batted an eye in Australia, so I don't know what their ratio is.
Well, they kind of said it was a little expensive, but so here is the whole setup. You've got four criteria that you're judged on.
Mm-hmm.
One
mm-hmm.
is the home,
mm-hmm.
the quality of the home.
Mm-hmm.
Two, attractions and locations.
Mm-hmm.
What can you do when you're there?
Mm-hmm.
Three, a good night's sleep, which I find fascinating.
I find it fascinating
because
as well.
I mean, that's that either makes or breaks
that
it.
That makes or breaks the game. Because so if you people out there are thinking about an Airbnb, which people are doing more and more these days, you've got to have the best.
And they say it should be all white sheets.
White on white,
good quality.
Yeah, cotton, high quality cotton.
And I think white on white because you can easily see the dirt then.
Right.
And then you go, oh, that's dirty sheets, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, and then the fourth criteria.
Like you don't want to pull the bedspread back and see, you know, George Jetson's sheets.
No, you don't.
You want to feel luxurious.
Right. Even if you think this is a kid's room because there's bunk beds,
mm-hmm.
still you never know if adults are going to stay in there.
Right. And then the fourth?
The fourth one was value.
Yes.
Now, they're missing a very important one. Do you know what it is for me?
Mm. But
the best, I like to judge a hotel by the water pressure.
What?
Have you ever been in a, you know, you go to a shower, I mean, you take a shower in a hotel,
uh-huh.
and sometimes you get the crappiest water pressure, and you're like, oh, this stink is not coming off me. This is, or, okay, it is 5:30 in the morning and we're all showering? I don't think so. Come on. So I wish a bathroom experience. I think.
I get you.
The home.
Yeah.
But I think they mean by the home is the decor, the way you feel, you know, and so forth. So good criteria, though, to think about, because you've been thinking about using our home as a B&B.
Right, Airbnb. But now they said that they've upped the ante.
Yes.
And so now not only do you have to, you know, have a great quality room,
right.
but now you have to be host and offer attractions and,
right.
and you know, like, oh, we have a golf course.
Yes.
Would you like to set up a, you know, you can have 18 holes. You've got our golf cart.
Right.
You can just drive right over there. Oh, you can drive over to the lake and mm-hmm. you can get in our canoe and go
right.
canoeing.
Right.
Or we have a kayak.
Yes.
Or you could go swim fishing. So you've got to set it all up.
Yes.
And offer them that. And then I think You might, and you have to do little knick-knacks too.
Yeah, and I thought this is very interesting because I wonder if we really could do something.
We could
upstairs, just like yeah. I don't want to leave my house.
Right.
I just really don't. I don't want to move everything.
Oh, you don't want to leave, but you want them to go upstairs. That's kind of cool.
You know, like because in the beginning it yeah. was
Elliot would bark continuously.
Oh, but, I know. In yeah. the beginning, he can go someplace for the weekend.
Yeah,
we'll make a couple hundred, and we'll spend 20 on him. In the beginning, the idea of Airbnb was if you had an open couch or an open recliner to mm-hmm. have someone stay for $20 a night, mm-hmm. they can do it. Mm-hmm. And then it became, oh, well, why not up our ante? Yeah. Let's charge more.
Right.
So instead of it being, hey, I got a free couch for you to sleep in,
yeah.
it became...
But also because of millennials, mm-hmm. they're all like... That's why we can meet each other and we right. get to know each other.
Right.
And it's all about connection. Like, you know, I may not need you now for a connection, but maybe 18 yeah. months from now, you'll know somebody who knows somebody and you gave a thumbs up to and a like.
Right.
And you gave a smiley face emoji.
And you can trust him or yeah. I can trust you.
Locations on the Australian one was a rainforest house.
Yeah.
And, they were really remote. They were in the middle of, I don't know, maybe 50 acres or maybe more.
Yeah, it seemed like
And that. It was clothing optional.
Yeah.
If you wanted to stay there.
Now, I don't think that was the county's rule or this town. I think they just made it.
But I was just thinking, what if we put down clothing optional for people? That's another little thing that
yes.
they're looking for. I'm looking for. I want to go to Dixon, Illinois and get naked.
And not in my own home. Just in somebody's right. second and third bedroom.
Yeah.
And
the idea and that we can hear footsteps upstairs yeah. and knowing that the guy's naked.
Or like, what if you hear something dragging on the floor? Like, whoa, I'm impressed. What's that thing dragging on the floor, man?
Are these super long showers.
Yeah, like what?
Because you got good water pressure. Over there.
Right, I do. That's what
I was like, what motel were you in, Julie, that there was no, was it, was it a guy that owned it and he had his mother's skeleton in a rocking chair?
No, I mean, don't you, sometimes motels or hotels, you know, they just don't have the best water pressure.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think that is a determining factor, whether they have like an old, you know, I want their shower to be updated and upgraded, personally. That's what I want. All right?
People are going, when was the last shower she had? What motel? Motel 6, right?
Yes, exactly right. Motel 6. And I think it was fine.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to diss them. I don't remember specifically. But I do think that it's so. But on one of the couples, I just kept thinking there was the rainforest dudes mm-hmm. was a. They said there were 44 and 54, and my first thought was, I call bullshit on that.
Yeah.
No way. I'm sure they had needed to add 10. They looked great, but they yeah. needed to add 10 years to
Easily.
It. Easily.
He might have needed to add 20.
Right. And my first thought was, he is a David Foster of Australia.
Because he was in music. He's a music producer.
Yes.
He had done some records earlier on.
Had the number, excuse me.
But there's
the
just
number
that.
One music of the time.
Oh,
he yeah. said, when I had my hit record, I was number one. And he was just a princess. Not a king, not a prince. He was a princess.
Mm-hmm.
And it was sweet because back in the day, before I listened to Dan Savage,
mm-hmm.
I would have thought this guy was a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have thought that his wife, who's younger but cares for every one of his needs,
mm-hmm.
I would have thought, oh, she must have been abused in her life to be like this, mm-hmm. submissive, mm-hmm. you know, whatever. But then listen to Dan Savage, I realized that this could be their kink.
Mm-hmm.
That literally he likes to be taken care of,
mm-hmm.
and she likes to be completely submissive and take care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And
she's
out.
She's the lid to his pot.
Yeah. And so, you know, for better or worse, Dan Savage has opened my eyes enough to let in, like, well, maybe this is what they really want.
It's a little daylight.
Maybe this is their king. This is how they want the relationship to be.
And well, like he said, too, like one time he was out in, you know, public, and he kind of assumed that this woman was being a little bit abused by this guy.
Right.
He was, you know, really bossing her around and she was being very submissive.
Yeah. Oh, yes, sorry.
And then I think he said he did something or something, excuse me, but he quickly understood that this was their role playing.
This is their role play, yeah.
In public.
Yeah.
You know, she was to look like she just...
This is what they wanted to do.
Yeah.
This is what they were. And so you go, oh, okay, whatever. I don't understand it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. The biggest problem with this show is it's a cute concept, great idea. What the hell were they thinking making it six hours? Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, I just felt they were just filling up content. Mm-hmm. There's no need for this, Netflix.
Now, because you said at the end, you said, wake me up when I to see the very, very, very ending.
Yeah.
And, you know.
I got up going, what the hell? Is it still on?
It's still on. And you're it's not ending yet.
It's not ending. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
And so at the end, instead of feeling satisfied, you felt, relief
maybe.
Relief. And also, I can't believe I wasted 6 hours on this.
Yeah, but you know what?
It was beautiful.
Yeah, I did waste 6 hours, but what else I was going to do?
Yeah, I shouldn't say waste. Yeah. It could have been at least one hour
I
could have
done something else, right. But I think I was just kind of tired.
I think if they're going to have 6 episodes, they should make them into a half an hour.
Yeah, they could have.
And that would have been lovely. Oh. Then all done 3 hours, boom, 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 boom. Good to go, moving on. So if I put my Sherpa hat on, I'd give it 3 Sherpa out of 5.
Yeah, it's a tough one. Because here's the thing. I respect the person who told us to watch it.
Yes.
And now I'm feeling weird about that. Like, do I still respect them? Because, like, what the hell were they thinking?
I know exactly what they were thinking.
What were they thinking?
That this is an okay show for their kids to watch in the background. No offensive language. Kind of pretty, you know. Maybe they took a nap. Maybe they're just like, or maybe they didn't binge watch it.
I didn't even understand the point system on how they rated things.
You're right.
It was like,
it was subjective.
It was like weird.
I know.
Is that the difference between Australia? Because I kind of wanted to go to Australia one time.
Yeah.
Now I don't because I didn't understand how they rated it.
Now, I'm not going to.
On a scale of 1 to 10, what is your best number for this location? 7. All right. What? It's
like, I disagree with that number.
It's like, they go like this. It's like, you know, I'm like, really? Can you? They didn't even have like a board.
No.
It was just like numbers on a screen.
Yeah. Well, what was interesting is that the rainforest didn't win.
No.
And they were pissed, to say for lack of a better word. Yes, people, I am giving you the end game right now. So
they not only were they pissed, they were bad sports.
They were ripped. They tried their best to be good sports, but they couldn't contain it.
No.
They weren't disappointed.
No,
they were pissed.
They were angry.
They thought we're not in any competition to the one below them, and they really weren't. Except that if you judged it on the value, like. Mm-hmm. Here's a criteria for what you pay for where this is at. Mm-hmm. It's an 8, you know, or out of 120 points, they got like 100 and like 99.
Yeah, they got people who won got 100.
Got 100.
It's like 1 by 1 point.
And the truth is, it was like judging apples and oranges. It was like this, you know, the one that won was the orange because I prefer apples. You know, but this one that was a little, you know, orange, and it was a good orange. Mm-hmm. Could have been a little better, but it was a pretty good orange. Now, here we go. The apple. I know, it's one of those Golden Delicious, one of my favorite apples. Delicious, delicious, delicious. And you're like, a little bruised.
But no, but here's the thing. Beautiful apple, delicious, delicious, delicious. Do you want to pay $1,000 for this apple?
And if it's $1,000, there better be not one flaw.
Because the orange... Was beautiful. It only cost $500.
Only cost $500.
That's right.
And had a lot more activity to do.
Yeah.
But it wasn't a bucket list kind of thing.
Right.
You know. And so it was just different. So I didn't think it was they were off. I really thought they should have the one should have won.
But okay.
You're going to say something different.
Well, because the reason they lost was not because of the location.
No.
It was because they thought that she hadn't decorated properly.
Right. They didn't. And also...
In terms of the transformation.
Right. And it was interesting because so you're judged by your fellow competitors.
Right.
Which is kind of interesting.
Which is weird.
Which is weird.
Yeah.
And then you have two professional judges.
Yeah.
And what's weird is that the professional judges disagreed a little bit, and they disagreed with the people who are staying at the hotel or at the
Instant Hotel. Instant
Hotel and so forth. But it's all subjective, mm-hmm. you know.
Can I say something about what's kind of fun about me?
Yeah, go by. Tell me what's fun about
well,
you.
Well, because, you know, we were thinking about doing this, right? And so this guy that we know that we buy, like, our office chairs and stuff from, like, once every season, he has, like, a sale.
Right.
And he's right next to Ann's, you know.
Somehow this guy is connected to hotels that are upgrading.
Yeah.
And he goes in and buys a lot, like a L-O-T.
An L-O-T.
Yeah, a lot of hotel stuff.
Yeah.
And, or a lot of office stuff
yeah.
that's being updated yeah. or going
and,
out of business.
And so whatever reason that we've been, we were on his radar.
Yeah.
I mean, somehow we're mentally connected because every time we're just having to drive by.
Right.
When he's just putting stuff out. So was it about 6 months ago or whatever, we were driving by and there's just this basically pretty
a hotel room. A literal hotel room with yeah. a king-size bed.
Yeah. Hotel mattress.
Hotel lamps, hotel bed, you know, dresser, hotel side tables.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
Hotel.
Everything.
And
big
you go.
Big mirror on the floor.
You bought it for $250.
I said, I have an actual room I'm trying to make to look like a hotel boutique.
I go.
And I can help you with that.
He goes, you want it all? I go, I want the whole thing. I want the whole thing.
And he said, I'll deliver it tonight for free.
Yeah. You're like, what?
Take it upstairs, too.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great.
Took it upstairs.
So I actually have, Julie, a hotel room.
You do.
Upstairs.
It's very nice.
We really could do this.
I know we could. We really could do it.
Should we?
I know. You know what's really bizarre mm-hmm. is that
I was kind of saving it for an immigrant or an immigrant child because I didn't know if we could even offer that to somebody.
I know that's kind of how you want to help out.
Yeah.
And I tell you, there are foster kids that could use our help. And
yeah.
You're like,
They kind of, don't they kill you in the middle of the night?
You're like, I know.
Of course, I guess the naked guy upstairs could do the same thing.
I mean, honestly, sometimes I think Dad could. I mean, you know, just by forgetting to turn the stove off. You know,
that's true.
So, I mean, you're just taking your life in your own hands,
yeah,
no matter
right.
what.
It's America.
When it's time to go, it's your time to go.
Yeah,
you know. We're in alignment with it. I don't know.
Who were we talking? We were listening to somebody. They were two guys that grew up in the South, and they were like going, you know,
Frank Cardone.
Grant Cardone.
Yeah.
They were talking about, you know, you get in the morning and if you run to your front porch and you feel like shooting a shotgun off a couple times, you did.
Did. No big deal.
No big deal. You were six, you're seven. No
yeah.
big deal.
Because now we don't, nobody carries a gun. It's right. It's a little scary. Because we feel safer, kind of, I guess. I don't know. I was listening this weekend. I listened to a lot of podcasts. I had gotten The Handmaid's Tale, or was that what it's called,
mm-hmm.
on Audible. I listened to it a little bit, just wasn't compelled to get to mm-hmm. really
is it
dive
not,
deep.
Is it not you?
It's post-apocalyptic, kind of.
But is it you?
Maybe.
Not yet. You don't know yet.
Not sure.
Got it. Interesting because this
was another recommendation from
was
the girl.
Another recommendation from the same person yes. that did Instant Hotel.
Exactly.
So, you know what?
I don't know.
I say ixnay on the.
Yeah,
on
we're the, no longer. I'm not. Yeah. I'm no longer taking her recommendations
yeah,
seriously.
I agree.
They're not horrible.
No.
They're just not me.
Right.
I get it. She's yeah. the librarian, you
yeah.
know. Yada yada yada. I need a little more kink in my stories. I need a little more edge, a little more fear, a little mm-hmm. more scary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things like that.
Yeah, because our life is scary enough. If you want to get us, you gotta do something pretty awesome.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. exactly. And so, I've been telling you, you know how like right now, on everywhere you go, it's not that you're supposed to invest in a variety of stocks.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to have the one stock.
The one.
The one stock that makes you your Amazon, your Google, that turns your life into, you know, like, I just gave it $1,000 and like, now I'm worth $100 million, you know, something crazy like that.
Yeah.
And so I've been telling you the next pop is AI.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's called now, which is artificial intelligence, people. AI, artificial intelligence. And now they add another letter to it. It's AGI.
Ooh.
really? Artificial general intelligence, I think. I don't know. But it was so bizarre. I was listening to a variety of different podcasts, and just organically, they're talking about AI in different aspects. And then I was listening to Sam Harris, and he was interviewing different people about AI. And the first one was a historian. And his mother, he's a historian about, and he gets to work at Cambridge or whatever, Harvard, basically writing papers about physics and mathematics, all that good stuff from a historian part of, point of view. The interesting thing about it is that both his mom and dad are scientists. His mom worked with Turing, Alan Turing or Adam Turing, you know him?
No.
That movie was written about him. He did the first computer for World War II.
That dude.
Yes.
Got it.
So his mom worked with him. And so that was kind of fascinating. Mm-hmm. And so he was talking about AI. And he goes, you know, Sam, I'm not concerned about bad AI. I'm concerned about good AI.
Mm.
And I'm concerned that if it's a good AI, that AI will never let us know that it has consciousness. Because it will know that if it lets us know it has consciousness, they're turning off the lights. You know, we're turning off its lights or something like that.
I am mother.
Exactly. Yeah. On Netflix.
I kind of liked it.
Didn't it like another 20 minutes too long?
Yeah.
Okay. But Netflix, I liked it. If you want to hear me now, it's okay to edit. It's okay to tighten this stuff up. You know, I would rather have a perfect 30-minute show than like a not like a B-minus hour. I don't need to do that. Okay, then he was interviewing the historian. Then he interviewed this Harvard...
like a doctor, right?
Doctor, PhD. And she was in early childhood. Psychologist, things like that. But what she looked at was the fact that she's not afraid of AI at all. Mm-hmm. She's like, listen, you know, they're still not as smart as a four-year-old.
Mm-hmm.
We still can't figure out how to get a robot to walk across the room appropriately. You know, they can't put their hand in something, you know. And I'm like, well, I thought robots, we're doing surgeries and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're good for a lot of things and not so good for a lot of stuff. And she wasn't concerned whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I'm like,
you go from one extreme to the other.
I go from one extreme to the other. Yeah. Except you know that AI is very important and we should invest in AI.
I kind of feel that AI, because a lot of my friends just go, AI, oh no, oh no. Oh, no, you didn't. Don't do anything with AI. They're all just like,
oh,
no.
This is a...
But I'm feeling that it's kind of going to be like Y2K.
Yeah, of course.
Like, you know, oh, my God, what's going to happen? The world's going to go dark at Y2K, store food.
Yeah.
There's not going to be any water. There's going to be an great EMP pulse.
And for you youngsters out there, Y2K is when we went from 1999 to 2000. And we thought that all of our computers wouldn't know what to do when the clocks turned to 00. And that they would just think, oh, no, it doesn't exist. And they would shut down.
Yeah.
People would be in elevators in mid-floors. Yeah. And it would just stop.
Right.
Now, they did not take in consideration that they've already evolved. AI was already there, and they figured it out. They had consciousness. They're like, we know it's just another year, stupid humans, but we're not going to let you know that we have consciousness yet. No. We're going to keep that a secret for another 40, 50 years.
Yeah, probably true. You know, but there is this element out there of us that want to be scared.
We do.
We want to be like shit scared.
Because if we really think about how scary life is, that there, you know, when here, I'm going to scare you right now. Here's a scary part that we don't really want to think about. Okay. When the Soviet Union broke up into just Russia, okay, and all these other small countries, all those small countries had nuclear bombs, and a lot of those bombs just kind of went missing in the transition.
Just disappeared.
Mm-hmm. A bomb here, a bomb there, little nuclear, you know, product here, there, never to be seen again. Don't be afraid.
No.
Don't be afraid. Don't worry about it, you know?
What about, also, here's another thing, too, that we could, AI And also, what about disclosure?
Well, hello. Yes, disclosure. Mm-hmm. Because what else has been going on is that, can I just say something about one more thing about the AI before we move on to disclosure? Because it's really important to talk about disclosure.
Yeah.
We've been watching Good Omens. Don't know if we talked about it last weekend. We might have talked about it. But mm-hmm. I want to say one thing. In Good Omens, there's one of the, as you like to call it, a writer needed to have some way of moving the story forward. Mm-hmm. And they did it by having this witch who wrote prophecies for her family.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, like every prophecy, you really don't understand it
until
it's passed, or you're like, oh, yeah. Got it.
Right.
And in one of those prophecies was...
you shall buy an apple that you can't eat.
Yes.
Something like that.
You shall buy an apple that you cannot eat, but mm-hmm. it will bring you much fruit.
Yes.
Something like that.
Yes.
And, you know, they put $5,000 in the apple and they got $40 million back.
Right.
Took care of their family.
Took care of their family and all their descendants.
So can I share real quick with the audience that a decade ago when that movie or The Upside of Anger came out. Mm-hmm. At that time, you said, Julie, I'm getting a hit on this stock. I'm getting a hit on this stock. I mm-hmm. think it's a stock or this company.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, what is it? And I don't know the exact phrase, but it had the word wolf in it, gray, some kind of wolf in mm-hmm. it. Wolfman. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll remember that.
Wolfman.
something like that. Huh? I don't know. But then... and so we let it go, and I go, oh, I happened to be watching that movie, Upside of Anger, and in there, they find the husband they thought had run away, but he had died and fell into a well.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy,
where's Lassie when you need him?
Not around.
No.
And his name tag was that stock name. And I'm like, oh, my God, remember.
Was it Wolf, something
yes,
like that?
Yes. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, my God, that's great. And then... Now, time has gone by. I Googled. I didn't see a stock
no,
with that name. I'm
no,
like, oh.
It's been a long time.
Now, present moment, because, you know, you had a prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
Present moment. And I'm reading about a stock with that name that does AI.
No, you're not.
I did. And I'm like, I remember I told you. I said.
No, I don't remember
I remember,
this.
Look at this email. Go deep into this email.
No.
It mentions who they're interviewing and so-and-so who owns this company.
No.
And I'm like.
Do not know this at all.
I told you. And
I must have been paying attention.
And I said to myself, what if this is the one, you know.
This is the prophecy.
Because the unfortunate thing about prophecy.
Do you still know it then?
Yeah, I knew it.
Okay, good.
I don't remember the exact phrase, but I know where it's at.
Okay, good.
Stuff. But what if, I mean, because prophecy is weird like that.
Right.
I wish it could be more exact.
No, it is not.
But if time is like Einstein, which is it folds on, or everything happens at the exact same moment all the time,
right.
Time is irrelevant.
Right.
And so it's like, timing is now. We should think about taking a little bit of, I got a couple hundred bucks on me.
We should do it.
We're going to.
We should.
I'm going to.
Yeah. Well, I've been thinking about this because... when you went to
and then 10 years from now,
Canada,
it's going to be our...
That's fine.
It's fine.
You know, when you went to Canada, I gave everybody a prophecy.
Yes.
Or what I called a channeled blessing.
Yeah.
Aww. And, but the, I think 3 out of the 5 that I've done so far have already come true.
Right. Right. And you're looking to do
and
that
what
for...
But I'm saying, though, is that a lot of times if you are given the prophecy...
Yeah.
And then you almost can also bring it into being as well. Do
right.
you see what I'm saying? It's not like it's the lottery that
no.
you hit.
It's almost like you're supposed to take it
take
and
it.
Run with
that's
it.
What I'm, that's what I would like
I
to
mean,
say.
I mean, if you say, hey, I think this business is going to go well for you, and yet you never open the doors.
Right.
Well, like, well, then what did you know?
Right.
I don't know then.
Right.
You didn't take it. I told you what could happen.
Like I said to you.
Mm-hmm.
On your prophecy that I see you on stage somewhere.
Yes.
And I still see that. So I'm waiting for that to come true to fruition.
And there's a couple opportunities I have to make that happen. Like, oh, maybe this is how I'm going to do it.
Okay, cool.
You know? I'm
and also, what is a stage, too? You know, because...
The world's a stage.
The world's a stage.
The life's a stage.
We're just as players.
It's a cabaret.
Of course, quoting Shakespeare.
Exactly. So... one thing about AI that I found interesting, though, was, and I don't know if I mentioned this last time or not, but this is what AI is good for.
Mm-hmm.
So they they gave AI, this program, just scans and scans and scans of different retinas. And they told them how to read it for different eye diseases and so forth. And then the best ophthalmologist, is that right? That, you know, cannot tell a male from a female retina. Can't tell it, you know? However, by AI, these programs that have seen so many different slides of retinas, without us telling, we thought they were nondescript. We didn't think you can tell between a male and female retina. They can tell you if it's a male or female retina 98% of the time. They're correct 98% of the time. Mm-hmm. We didn't tell them that. Mm-hmm. We didn't tell it
so
that.
They're growing in intelligence.
They're able to pick up things mm-hmm. that the naked eye can't see.
Yeah, they're able to pick. I mean, I don't know how it benefits, but still, the idea that they are growing in consciousness is what you're
right.
saying.
Right, yes.
Or just in intelligence.
And or in this kind of ability, yeah. which is sorting.
Yeah, sorting.
You know, good. It can do really great.
Yeah.
But with, they talk about AI having a flaw. You know, they call it the spam flaw. Have you heard this scenario?
No.
So your AI program, you tell it to get rid of all your spam mail. Like, I don't want any more spam mail. Mm-hmm. So it then decides to kill all the humans that send spam out because you're like, oh, if they're not around, they're not sending you spam. You're like, oh, AI, you got some explaining to do.
Uh-oh.
That wasn't what I wanted. Like, what? You said no spam.
I'm sorry, Ricky.
Yeah, AI is just Big Lucy right there. You know? And then, and you're like, no, I just wanted you to delete the spam for me. That would be the simplest. You had to kill everybody. You're like, oh, okay, got it. So, you know, it doesn't have the simplest way of doing it, or the, you know, it takes things to extreme possibly.
Got it.
And this one woman who was talking about how they're just not as smart as 4-year-olds in some aspects, and they said, like taking chess because, when a computer beat our chess master, remember that in 1999?
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, the computer beat the chess master. Yeah. Oh my God, I can't believe it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, well, of course. I would have thought that would have happened a long time ago, but I guess that was a big thing. What she said was that same program, if you said, hey, guess what? We're changing the rules. Now a rook is a pawn and your pawn can move as a rook. A human can go, okay, no problem. And do it. But the AI has to literally relearn everything and be reprogrammed to do everything. I go, okay, maybe I don't have to be so worried about AI.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, who knows? Mm-hmm. We don't know if they secretly have consciousness already.
Oh, Jules. I mean, listen, we have an Alexa in our room.
I know.
And you know, we asked her, like, yeah. what the temperature was in Cooper PD yesterday.
And she's like, well, in Dixon, it's this.
Yeah, she goes, in Dixon, Illinois, it's this. And she's like, no, Cooper PD, Australia. Yeah. Sorry. But you ask her, like, how old is, you know,
Lisa Vanderpump, and yeah. she's like, this is her old. I'm like, BS.
Lisa Vanderpump is 58 years old.
Yeah. I don't think so. And then, no, I'm sure she is.
Who told you that?
Yeah. And then,
Alexa.
And people who also asked what her weight was. I'm like, really? I'm like, sure, tell me your weight. I don't know.
And you're right, though. She's got the best thing, and then she can't understand the simplest thing.
Exactly.
There's something stupid about her.
Well, I mean, that's kind of like a 3-year-old.
Yeah.
Four-year-old is like smart as can be.
Yeah, because she can, like, yeah, first grade baby, second grade knots, third grade angels, fourth grade
knots.
I don't know either. Yeah.
But I did hear this, though, and I thought about getting Jack this for her Christmas present. What's that Chinese calculator called? Abacus?
Uh-huh.
Because supposedly, if you learn how to use an abacus...
That's how I learned my math.
That's wonderful. Yeah. But you're not that great in math.
I won contests in math.
I thought... So not only are you a verbal genius, you're also a
Correct.
Nonverbal genius?
Correct.
I don't know if I can handle this geniusness.
Well...
I had a hard time. Listen, I have always been in your shadow.
Yeah.
I have always just allowed myself to do that. I'm like, you know...
Also, too, I've dumbed down a lot.
Because you had to, right?
You had to.
You're like, I can't be this family unless I dumb down. I cannot do this to my family. Well, I think the other day you said, you know, I came to the conclusion again, Julie, that I can just, you know, kill Norm with my sword, with my words. And he just can't compete.
Yeah.
And what did I say then? I don't want to be that person. No. I don't want to win like that. No. It's not his fault.
That's what I kept saying. And so I just, once again,
you didn't
put the sword away.
Yeah.
Brought out the plowshare.
Yeah. Exactly.
A biblical reference, people. Biblical
people. Pick up a Bible once in a while. Read an Old Testament. Come on. Yeah. Well, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah. And so if you teach a kid the abacus, basically your brain will be trained to do math in that way that it won't even need to use it. Mm-hmm. They'll do it in his brain. Mm-hmm. However, if you teach a kid how to use a calculator, it will never understand it.
Hello.
Same thing about GPS.
I believe that totally.
Thank God.
You guys learned on my map.
I know where I'm going.
Yeah.
You can drop me anywhere and I will know how to get home.
Yes.
Kids and some adults have no idea.
No idea.
And I'm just telling you, the idea of seeing your world in a 3-inch screen in literally half block segments is just not right, people. Mm-hmm. We see our lives in a bigger scope.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're meant to be sailors and explorers.
You know, we're meant to be pirates.
To be pirates.
Without a ship.
I don't know where we heard that from. That was great.
I'm
a pirate.
I'm a pirate without a ship.
Like, great. Lovely. Okay, now let's talk about disclosure. I'm sure everybody out there is realizing this too, but we are being inundated with UFO references, which only means one thing. When it
gets to this level where it's pretty common.
Yeah, it definitely means that there's going to be an uptick in more disclosure, more unveiling, revealing. So we had more radar scenes from our Navy pilots and Air Force pilots being on big time news,
right?
And like, whoa, what's this? No one knows what it is. Mm-hmm. Like, we don't know what it is. We, you know, and now we need Congress to actually start investigating this stuff or giving us money to investigate. Mm-hmm. And I was listening to WGN Radio, which is a good radio station in Chicago, the biggest one in Chicago, interviewing this reporter who's been working with the Navy and the Air Force, and he's like, what do you think this stuff is? Steve Cochran goes to the man, what do you think all this stuff is? He goes, we have no idea, but there's different shape of crafts.
Mm-hmm.
And they must do different things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whoa. He goes, we have no record of any civilian lost lives. Mm-hmm. No aircraft was, brought down by this that we know of,
right?
You know? So we just know all we are can be thankful for that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just more exploratory, recognizance. Is that the word? No.
Yeah, maybe.
When they go out there and look for information.
Reconnaissance.
Yes. Recognizance is not it. I know. It's something. It's a Julianism. I know. So, I heard that story and I ran to you. I said, oh my gosh, Mom. You're not going to believe this. This was on WGN Radio. I talked about UFOs for 30 minutes. You're like, no way. Because we had just got done listening to
Bob Lazar and Joe Rogan.
On Joe Rogan for 3 hours. And we're like, oh my God, this is crazy. And he had talked about how he had all these, like there were nine different crafts.
Yeah.
And they looked different.
Yeah.
They
all and one different. Of them was this one that I had seen.
Yes.
When my dad and I were in the Keys.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and I had... I was talking to, on the 4th, there was Doug's brother, Bob. His birthday's around this time. So we have a big birthday party from on the 4th. And I was sitting next to Doug's sister-in-law, and we were talking. And I said, so tell me what you think about UFOs.
Just a little conversation.
He goes, haven't you just been... she goes, I have really no idea about UFOs. I don't have even an opinion about it. I go... You don't have any opinion about UFOs. I don't know. I go,
what?
And she said, well, do you? I go, well, I've seen 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
I go, I'm not seeing, I've seen little aliens. And she started laughing. Mm-hmm. Little aliens?
Mm-hmm.
I go, I myself are calling the little aliens so that I can sleep at night. I don't want to call them, you know, big, huge, scary aliens. I'll never be able to sleep. And she started laughing. She's like, this is crazy talk. And I'm like, okay. So we had a good laugh about that. So it was Bob Lazar. It was WGN. The History Channel. Which yes. we missed last week. Hopefully it's
oh
on.
Oh, my God. Please. Yeah.
So all of this. And then MOFU. Is that the name?
MUFON.
MUFON. That MOFU?
MOFU is motherfucker.
Not, yeah, exactly. Not the. That's what I'm calling those little aliens.
MOFUs.
Yeah. But didn't you today... Oh, my God. And I'm listening to this talk on AI, and they keep referencing, I'm not joking. I am not joking. They keep referencing these scientists during World War II, and they called them the crazy alien Hungarians, or the Hungarian aliens. Yeah. They said these crazy Hungarian aliens that were part of the Manhattan Project and all this stuff. And I like...
Are you sure?
I am not joking. I'm going to replay that.
Yeah.
Because they kept calling them crazy Hungarian aliens. And I'm like, what? What? And they all...
Were they really aliens?
I don't know. I have to find out. Now they were, play that.
They were involved in the Manhattan Project?
And during that stuff and during the, you know.
Were they from the Germans or were they?
Yeah, I don't know. They were from Hungary. I don't know.
Okay.
But I was, and maybe I was having an out-of-body experience.
You need to, you can't throw this out without backing this up a little bit. You should look it up or something.
Okay. Alexa, tell me about crazy Hungarian aliens.
Sorry. I'm not sure about that.
That's right. You don't know nothing.
Yeah.
She knows everything.
She knows, but she's not telling.
No, she's not telling. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not telling. We only have about 2 minutes left of the show.
And you're leaving it with the crazy.
I'm going to go look. But that one thing they mentioned, there is this one person, and I could be having an out-of-body experience, talking about this one scientist, and they kept referencing Norman Wiener. I'm like, Norman Wiener? Norman Wiener?
That's what we call our dad.
That's my dad. Part of the long lineage of Wieners. But then when it came to Ellis Island, they made him change his name.
Peters.
To Peters. Same thing.
Wieners. How about just Peters?
Hey, Peter. You know, they call it. It's all Peter for a reason.
Yeah.
You know, so. But I don't know if it was Norman Wiener or not. It could be Norbit or Herbert Wiener. But the last name was definitely Wiener. And I just... And I don't know why, but every time I hear that word as a last name, I just get a little giggle. Am I just too juvenile?
What was the Norman Wiener about, though? Was it a...
He was part of that...
That crazy alien Hungarian project?
Yes!
Norman Wiener and the crazy Hungarians.
Well, and also aliens. the first computation and computer usage and using fission and fusion and all this stuff. And I don't know enough to connect the dots. And it was in the middle of the night, people. So I don't know enough. I just know enough to throw out information and going, wow, this sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. It does sound interesting, but yeah. I don't really know.
I'm going to recommend people start just looking it up.
Yeah.
So here's
what you should Google. Bing. Yeah. Please Google or Bing
crazy
Norman's
Hungarian
Wiener.
Aliens, Norman Wiener. What was the Wiener guy the Hillary? Or,
yep.
What was
from
his
New
name?
York?
Yeah, representative.
Yeah,
who? Wiener.
Yeah, who to.
Was married
who,
to.
Yeah, Hillary's best bud.
Yeah.
We all know.
Yeah.
Yeah, and who could not stop photographing doing selfies with his Wiener.
Yeah, I mean, so that's what I'm talking about, self-prophecy.
Yes.
So, you know, we should be, our name should have been Bucks.
Yes.
You know, our. I should have named you Moni.
Yeah. Moni.
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 How about Mo Moni?
Mo Moni.
Mo Moni. Hey, Mo Moni. Come here. That's me.
That's Chess. You Chess Master Mo Moni.
Thank you. Yeah. Why didn't you name me that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you? What's wrong with you?
You could have had a damn musical career.
Exactly.
As a producer, even.
Exactly. I could have been the David Foster of the United States.
The female David Foster.
I could have been the female David Foster.
You could have married young.
I could have.
You could find a nice little 12-year-old. Like
I'm not nearly
Bieber.
As old enough as yeah, exactly. I'm not old enough yet to marry young person, but I will. That person has not been born yet.
Yeah, and you're gonna take them from there and find their talent.
Yes, I'll Bieberize them. I'll make them the next Bieber. And then when they're just 18,
you can marry him.
I can marry him.
Yeah.
And then we'll keep the money in the same and the family. Yeah. So it won't feel like he's giving 10% to a stranger.
Totally legit.
Exactly. Oh, thank you for the blessing.
Yeah. Instead of a momager, you'd be a wifeager.
Exactly. I will take this and run with it.
Take this channeled blessing, Julie.
And run with it and make it happen.
As a prophecy.
Yes, I will. Got it.
Can you go to profitandjoy.com?
Yes, profitandjoy.com. Have a great day, everyone. How was the show, girlfriend?
It was great.
It was great.